This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Oh, boy, all that talking pneumonia. Now I'm coughing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm trying to catch up on all your emails, and I really, really appreciate it. But this is an interesting one I wanted to read to you guys. Georgina writes, my father died 6 months ago, and my mom, who's 61, already has a new boyfriend. She galvanizes around, and it makes me and my sister very uncomfortable. We think she is overcompensating for repressed feelings. How dangerous is her behavior physically and psychologically? Okay, so basically, it looks like two sisters, their mom is now a widow. 6 months after dad dies, she has a new boyfriend. And it sounds like she's, mom appears to be happy. I mean, that's from what I'm reading in this. But the daughters think this could be dangerous physically and psychologically. We're going to be talking about syphilis. Of course, from an STD standpoint, we could be at risk even if we're married. I mean, we could be married and we could have a spouse that, cheats. So, all of us could be at risk for STDs, okay? And if she has a boyfriend and she's solid with that boyfriend, I would say a monogamous relationship could be a little safer. What, though, could be the dangers going on? Okay, well, there's a few things. Okay, one is, and we'll talk about the psychological last, but one thing that always concerns me is, I think Modern Family did an episode of this where one of the grandparents died, and then all the women, the grandmas died, and all the women were surrounding the new grandpa. And, I see this a lot, especially in my neck of the woods, where most women outlive their husbands, okay? And stop giggling about that, okay? Because women have a longer life expectancy, et cetera. And so, men don't seem to have as long a life expectancy as women. So you have much more widows than widowers. All of a sudden, you have a single 70-year-old man, or you have a single 75-year-old man, and he is hot stuff. Not only is he hot stuff because he's available, but unfortunately, and this is a very, very sad case, he or she, who are newly widowed, may have income. Now, a lot of older individuals are not able to live on Social Security. And so they were able to make it. And I mean, this is a real sad reality, a very sad reality today, where the seniors can't afford to live on their own. They could afford to live on two Social Security payments, but not on one. And so you have seniors looking to be a roommate. You have seniors trying to live back home with the kids, but we're in a different day and age now where kids don't live in the same vicinity as their parents, and they live in opposite sides of the country. I mean, I tried to do that. I tried to flee. I tried to flee, and my mom, she's connected to me at the hip, and my other siblings, they fled. They're all across the country, but nope, me and my mom, two peas in a pot. So, you have older individuals now that they can't live by themselves. And so whether there's a physical attraction or whether there's a financial attraction, hooking up, not so much for sex, but hooking up and shacking up are very, very common practices now because it's survival at this point. Plus, who wants to be alone? Now, the galvanizing aspect, okay? Well, she has a boyfriend now. We have the two sisters looking at mom, now possibly having sex with somebody that isn't dad. It's a shame, but many couples don't have sex for years into their marriage, and they stay together. They're a partnership. And then sometimes they get an opportunity to experience what they hadn't experienced in all that time. I mean, like, I love my husband to death, okay? We're going to be hitting the 20-year mark. Do I kind of miss, you know, the days in the 20s where, oh, is he going to call? Or, oh, does he like me? And, oh, I'm being flirted with? Yeah, I miss it. Would I trade what I have for that? Oh, hell to the no. I love being in a stable marriage. I love being with my husband. I love being, you know, but, you know, you miss it. Well, now you're forced and you're thrust into the single scene. Well, you could sit there and stew and be upset and hide in your house, or you could try to make the best of a situation. So when I see a widower go out there and date again, I mean, again, you want to give proper time to grieve the loss of who you're with. But if we don't know what their marriage was like, but if their marriage was more of a partnership and the marriage ended 30 years ago, and he dies and she stuck with them that whole time till death does part, she does have a right to, you know, go and, you know, experience life. Her life's not over. We're living till our 90s, our 100s, and now she's only 60, what, 61? So she's got decades left. So I'm not worried about that. Now, what about psychologically? Well, if she is dating and doing activity to not deal with the depression of losing her husband, yes, that could be very psychologically dangerous. But again, we don't know. This is a very short email. We have no idea, you know, how close they were. And so, you know, if she was very, very close and she doesn't want to sit home and rot and she wants to get out there, and I mean, you know, in a way it could be therapeutic. So I wouldn't say her behavior is dangerous. She has to use caution. She has to make sure she isn't stolen from. She has to make sure she's not taken advantage of. She has to make sure that now that STDs are on the rise in middle age and older individuals, she has to be careful. And so, you know, she has to look at a lot of different aspects to the dating world that she didn't have to look at prior, you know, when she was younger. But I don't find a problem with it. Where the problem is going to be are the kids. And, you know, and they're going to have a problem because they're going to feel guilty about accepting a new boyfriend. And that's a whole other topic that we could discuss at another time. But accepting a new man, it's hard because, you know, you have to concentrate on the living. You can mourn who's lost a variety of ways, but you all can't be in mourning forever. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so syphilis is on the rise. And syphilis has been around for a very long time. And so, one of the recommendations announced today from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is that we need to increase screening and detection among high-risk individuals from once a year to now every 3 months. This report appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So to increase, this increase in screening should focus on the groups at highest risk. So HIV-positive men, men who have sex with men, men ages 20 to 29, and we need to also emphasize safe sex practices, the use of condoms, etc. This is a new strategy in the war America is currently losing. Syphilis has increased 15% between 2013 and 2014 to almost 20%. 100,000 cases. And a lot of us forget that in the year 2000, syphilis was nearly eliminated. When I was in training, I barely saw syphilis to the point where there was one case of neurosyphilis, the third stage, where it was affecting his neurological systems, and this person was allergic to penicillin. I talked to you about this when I trained at UCLA, the infectious disease department. We had him in the ICU giving him penicillin, even though he was allergic to it, and having him on steroids, because we had to kill off the syphilis, and penicillin was the best way to do it. And so we were trying to cure him of a very, very serious stage of syphilis. But other than that, I didn't see a lot of cases of syphilis at the time. It was nearly eliminated. They said there were only 4 cases of syphilis for every 100,000 people in the United States, and the outbreaks were confined to a limited number of geographic areas. All right, but now we have a huge rise, and unfortunately, black people are disproportionately affected. So the CDC has announced a national plan to eliminate syphilis completely. They say there is currently a narrow window of opportunity to eliminate this disease while cases are still on the decline. This is according to what the CDC said in 1999. Eliminate syphilis in the United States will be a landmark achievement, but it didn't happen. So here we are in 2016. Looks like we can't eradicate it. Okay, but what they've done is they've done a report, an editorial called Syphilis on the Rise, What Went Wrong? And because the rates of syphilis have trended upwards, I think there's a lot of things that went wrong. Okay, I think what happened, this is my opinion, okay, is I think first we concentrated too much on HIV. I don't want to say too much. I think we I'm glad we did, because look at what we've done with HIV. I mean, wow. But we concentrated so much on HIV that I was noticing people were not running syphilis tests. Now, back when, I don't know if you guys remember the hepatitis scare in Las Vegas, where a doctor was reusing colonoscopes, not washing them, disinfecting them for enough period of time, and unfortunately giving propofol that had been contaminated with hepatitis C. So when we had that small outbreak here, and I was seeing patients who went to his clinic, I ran HIV, hepatitis, and syphilis. Now, I was told we're only running HIV and hepatitis on these patients. And like, why aren't we running syphilis? Syphilis is transmitted, we just weren't. So then I ran a test, and somebody tested positive for syphilis. But it didn't confirm. There, you do an RPR, and then you have an FTA. And so I called the health department. I go, look, you know, I understand why we're really concentrating on HIV and hepatitis. I get that. But do you think we should start screening for syphilis? Now, the person in the health department was like, I agree with you. I just don't know if we're going to be able to get the recommendations to change for that. But I have always been a fan of screening and checking for syphilis. And back in 2004 or 2006, you know, we really didn't have that many cases. Now that we do, I am urging everybody to get screened. Now, one of the reasons why I was so big on screening for syphilis is because that's how I was trained. And when you take care of pregnant women, as, you know, as a family doctor, you co-manage with OBs, I run their prenatal profile, and their prenatal profile has a syphilis on there. We always screen for syphilis. Now, remember years ago we used to do syphilis blood tests before you got married? Remember, you had to get a syphilis test before you got married, okay? Then they changed it to HIV. So when my husband and I got married, we were not screened for syphilis. I believe in Los Angeles, we were only screened for HIV before we got married. And I remember my husband sitting there going, I'm like, really? You're that worried, really? You didn't tell me you had any reason to worry. No, but, you know, you just, I think I was like, really? Okay, so we almost didn't get married, because I'm like, okay, you're just looking a little too hot under the collar for me. If we're now being screened for HIV, you know, but it was okay, all right. You know, see, me, I was like, fine by me. You know, you could check my blood without a glove. I mean, I'm good. I was a good girl. But no, hubby had a little bit more to worry about, but we were okay. So we kind of stopped screening. I don't know why that happened, but we stopped screening. Well, that's what happens. Once you let your guard down, then unfortunately we you know, put ourselves at risk. So one thing was, one thing that I think happened was we started to concentrate a lot more on HIV. And because HIV was such a biggie and syphilis was not much of a of an issue at the time, we didn't screen. Number two, we were starting to go through the years of quit ordering tests. Doctors are ordering too many tests. Stop ordering tests. So now you have a patient coming in for an STD screen. Now, I still ordered syphilis, okay? Then it's not the cheapest test. So I order, when somebody asks me for an STD screen, I order HIV. I order hepatitis C. I like to order hepatitis B, so I just order a hepatitis panel. I order syphilis. I order a herpes. And I order gonorrhea and chlamydia. HPV, you can do on women with a pap. We don't routinely do HPV on men. But when you screen them, you look, and if there's warts, there's a good chance you have HPV. So, you know, there's like at least, what, six there? You know, five, six? Okay, I have to count them out. But anyway, so, you know, but most people go, I need an STD test. And I go, okay, well, we're going to do, no, just the HIV. So everybody is so freaked out about HIV that they're not asking for the others. And so you're like, well, I'd like to test you for syphilis. I go, syphilis? I don't have that. Well, you know, one thing that I started to see in my population of patients that were gay and not HIV positive was starting to be a rise in syphilis. Come on with a rash. Come on with a sore, a chancre sore, you know. And so, you know, you start to see symptoms and you're like, okay, you know what? We got to screen. And, of course, we treat with penicillin. You can also treat with Zithromax with penicillin. You know, a shot of penicillin is what we really like to treat with. So, and then on top of all that, so now we're being told to, you know, save money, not overly screen, you know, concentrate our efforts elsewhere. And now we are coming into Obamacare. And we're coming into a time where there's high deductibles. There's high co-pays. Now, I thought most plans under Obamacare would cover STD screening, but I don't know if they cover syphilis. And so many doctors who don't know what they cover are ordering the bare minimum because patients are coming in going, look, I finally have health insurance, thank the Lord, but I can't have any out-of-pocket costs. So whatever you do, just give me the bare minimum that the insurance covers. Well, if the insurance covers a very skeleton, very stark, anemic type of lab panel, it may not be on there. They say the CDC's budget lost more than $1 billion a year during the past decade. $1 billion a year the CDC lost. What the heck was their amount? I mean, if they lost, how much are they, like, anyway. All right, and that was, of course, you had the recession. You had budgets by local and state health departments, so a lot of STD programs had issues. Okay, so now remember, syphilis is the great, oh yeah, and then the other thing I want to tell you is now we have Facebook. So Facebook came out when? 2006, 2007. So people started to meet each other. Then you had Tinder and Grindr. Well, you had MySpace first, and people were meeting each other. People were hooking up. And so now here we are in one of the peak peak height of hookups and friends with benefits. And let's just have sex and go to the clinic tomorrow and get our shot of penicillin. And it's this whole new YOLO, you only live once. And rather than people being careful and pristine and using condoms, because remember, those of us in the late 80s and early 90s were so scared to death of STDs, we were double covering with the condom. Now, you're seeing less, more cavalier behaviors. You know, the millennials don't remember the HIV scare that we all did. We're like, really? You could die from having sex? What? So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, in Pittsburgh, a man is suing a security guard's medical detector because it caused his pacemaker to fail as he entered Pittsburgh Municipal Court. Vince Kelly filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the city and Allegheny County, who jointly control the court's building, which is connected to the county jail. Kelly says when he entered the building in 2014, he warned the security guard that the walk-through magnetometer
could cause his pacemaker to fail. The lawsuit says the guard let Kelly avoid the device, but then waved a handheld wand too close to his chest. He says his pacemaker failed, and he fell and lost consciousness briefly. That's scary stuff. The city and the county aren't commenting. Victory Security employs the guard and couldn't immediately be reached for comment on Wednesday. Now, this is what I suggest. As security is being heightened and things are changing when it comes to the attitude we have towards this. We're on heightened alert. We're kind of going back and forth and we're kind of wavering. Okay, so what happened in September 11th? Boy, I traveled a couple days after September 11th. I had a flight to Seattle because I had to take a test to become a certified independent medical examiner, something that I do as a doctor where I review disability cases. And so it was a few days after September 11th, and I remember the heightened security. I mean, we were all freaked out. Flights had been canceled, and so our flight had been moved to a different time. And what they did is rather than have four planes travel to Seattle, they only had two planes travel to Seattle, and they combined passengers, okay? When I went through, my son was about 1.5, and he had a sippy cup of milk, and I can't stand milk. And I remember the TSA agent going, look, you got to drink this. I'm like, really? I had to drink the cup of milk. This was before liquids were banned. Okay, so there was all this heightened security, and everybody was scared to fly, and I don't blame them. I mean, it was very scary stuff. So we started to get a little bit lax a few years later until we had the underwear bomber. What did they call him? The panty bomber, where he had a bomb set in his underwear. And then there was another case, I believe there were two separate cases, where somebody was going to mix two fluids together. And that was going to create a bomb in England, I believe. And I mean, way to go security for, you know, being all over that. Well, as a result of that, then we start to lose the ability to bring fluids on the plane, which has now cost us hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year in that we can't bring our own drinks and food and hair supplies and makeup and perfume on a plane anymore. We have to travel without it and buy it in the city or buy it at the airport, which is very frustrating and very, very expensive because, you know, a soda pop or a water is now $5.30, whereas you had it for 49 cents before you went to the airport. All right, so there was all this heightened security. Then what happened, right? We started to get complaints, and people were saying they were being sexually assaulted during the exams. Some believe they were, and then some were just over embellishing. But we had issues of, you know, do we really need to be frisked? There were issues of profiling. The TSA was told they can't profile. So if they are going to frisk somebody, they have to frisk everybody. They can't just profile who they think is going to set off a bomb. So as the public profiling movement moved forward, more people got examined, more people started to complain, and then the TSA had to revamp. So then we started to see in the airports, all right, guys, you know what? You don't have to take off your shoes. We won't make kids take off the shoes. We have female agents to examine the female. We'll use these new screens that have less radiation that are ultrasound in nature. We have these ways to check for chemicals on your hands. And so, you know, they've tried to, and, you know, God bless them for doing what they're doing. Is you have millions of people travel through airports every day and through every hour, and they're trying to make sure that there's not one person that slips through the system. And things do slip. Guns do. Knives, box cutters, things do slip through. And, I mean, you know, they're doing their darndest. And the more they do, the more we complain. And so it's this back and forth pendulum swing, and we don't know what the heck to do. So now you have somebody with a pacemaker who says, look, I can't do that because it's going to mess with my pacemaker. Okay? So these wands, I'm not exactly sure how these wands work, but it was enough to mess with his pacemaker, and he almost died. So what do we do? What is the TSA to do? If somebody claims they have a pacemaker, now usually you could see, you know, entrance of it. You could see, you could feel it many times. So there's, you know, there's ways to prove. But what if you have very, very smart people? And we know that, you know, drug lords will sow drugs into people's body parts. So, I mean, it could be very easy to sew a bomb into the skin claiming it's a pacemaker. You know, the TSA has to now account for this, and that's expensive. Now, I know a lot of us complain about flying and the cost, and, you know, part of this is the reason. I mean, it's ridiculous. Not only is engine fuel and, you know, profits, you know, taking hold, but it's also, I mean, look what they have to do. So it's a shame this happened. Scary, scary stuff. But what you need to do is whoever put your pacemaker in, you need to get explicit instructions. You need to get an explicit letter. You know, you need to expect to spend time. All right. You know, add, you know, insecurity. If you have to bypass, obviously, any metal or I mean, you would think the ultrasound shouldn't bother it, but you never know. Yeah, plan ahead. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Nature Made is recalling vitamins for possible salmonella and staph contamination. Pharmaville LLC is recalling some Nature Made vitamins due to possible contamination, the Northridge, California-based company said, and it includes Nature Made gummy vitamins and supplements containing vitamin C, B vitamins, and folic acid. Salmonella is a bacteria that could cause serious and sometimes fatal infection in the elderly, young, immunosuppressed. It could cause, also, not only diarrhea and rash and, body aches and sickness, but it could also cause, aneurysms, endocarditis, which is a, infection around the heart, and arthritis. A staph infection could lead to food poisoning, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, changed blood pressure, pulse rate. So there's a list of, recalled products I want you to check out. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Synthetic drugs are now posing an alarming overdose risk, according to the FDA and Fox News here. These synthetic opioids now, like fentanyl, okay, are an unprecedented threat now for overdoses and deaths, especially among the youth. And the FDA is trying to crack down on these synthetic opiates since they've been getting popular since 2010. Excuse me, I apologize, I got the hiccups. But, oh no. Sorry guys, I got the hiccups. See, hiccups do not sound good. Oh, by the way, yeah, opiates do help, but I don't want to take an opiate for my excuse me, I got the hiccups. Oh, I got the hiccups. Alright, anyway, so the U.S., the DEA, alright, they are, right now, I apologize. Sorry, hiccups coming. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, and you guys wonder why my ratings are the way they are. It's because in the middle of the thing, I start going, hiccups. For every one substance we've controlled legislatively or administratively, there are 11 more out there that are uncontrolled, and the DEA is complaining that they have to pay catch-up. So they need our help. So among commonly used designer drugs in the U.S., we got synthetic cannabinoids that mimic marijuana. We got bath salts. They act like cocaine and methamphetamine many times. You got the synthetic opioids. You got counterfeit painkillers. So the DEA has their hands full. Barack Obama's asked Congress $1.1 billion to help deal with some of this. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, many blood banks are reporting severe shortages right now, especially since the summertime. A lot of people go away and they don't really, think about, donation like we do around Christmas time and time of need. You know, we're done with school and we kind of go off the reservation. And, I don't blame a lot of us. It's any chance we get to, vacation, we want to do it. I know I work hard all year long as well. Unfortunately, accidents still happen. And as we're coming into the Zika crisis, where a lot of people who are going to be traveling to Mexico or Brazil or the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, et cetera, could be exposed to Zika and are not going to be allowed to donate blood, we are going to have some huge blood shortages. So our relative or grandma in Oregon or Kansas or Minnesota could unfortunately be at very high risk of there not being blood that she needs in an accident because we're dealing with such shortages. So if any of you could donate, please do. And what we're doing is we are organizing National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day. This is going to be in September so that we hopefully ensure plenty of blood as we go into the flu season. And we want to set up blood drives throughout the country. If any of you want to host a blood drive, even if you can't donate blood, if any of you want to host a blood drive, you're still going to save hundreds of lives because one pint getting donated can help save three lives. So if you want to donate, or not donate, if you want to donate blood, please, please, please do. Please contact me or contact your local blood bank, or I will find a local blood bank for you. But if you want to host a blood drive, your church, your office, your school, your university, whatever, this is going to be September 4th through the 10th, and the National Blood Donation Day is going to be September 10th. Please contact me at drdahlia.com. Please, please, please. All right, shift workers are the sleep deprived and thus at great risk for heart disease. They say sleep deprivation and abnormal sleep cycle may increase the risk of heart disease, especially for shift workers. They say in humans, as in all mammals, almost all physiological and behavioral processes in the sleep-wake cycle follow a circadian rhythm. And this is regulated by an internal clock located in the brain. When our sleep-wake and feeding cycles are not in time with the rhythms dictated by our internal clock, we get a circadian misalignment. That is according to Dr. Daniela Grimaldi, a research assistant professor at Northwestern University in Chicago. This study results suggest that shift workers who are chronically exposed to circadian misalignment might not benefit fully from the restorative cardiovascular effects of nighttime sleep following a shift work rotation. So the study included 26 healthy people, aged 20 to 39, who were restricted to only 5 hours of sleep for 8 days. And had with either fixed bedtimes or bedtimes delayed by about 8.5 hours on 4 of the 8 nights. The higher heart rate during the day, a higher heart rate during the day was seen in both groups and to a greater extent at night when sleep deprivation was combined with delayed bedtimes. Also, there was an increase in levels of the stress hormone norepinephrine in the sleep deprived and delayed bedtime group. Now, remember, norepinephrine narrows blood vessels. It's like epinephrine. So it'll narrow blood vessels, raise blood pressure, okay? Also, it helps dilate the lung linings. This is why when you run track, you know, you run and you exercise, you're able to breathe a little bit more because the epinephrine is increasing your cardiac output and opening up your lungs. But you don't want to be that way at rest, okay? You want a lower heart rate at rest. So if sleep deprivation is causing you to have a higher resting heart rate, that's not good. All right? You, so they looked at sleep deprivation, delayed bedtime. They looked at reduced heart rate variability at night, reduced vagal activity during deeper sleep phases that normally kind of help the heart restore itself when you sleep. The main effect of the vagal nerve on the heart is lowering the heart rate. So shift workers are encouraged to, you know, try to get more sleep. But you got to get more sleep to protect the heart. You got to eat a healthy diet. You got to exercise regularly. And for more information, you can go to the Journal of Hypertension to look at this. I don't know what to tell you guys. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, I mean, thank God for our resort corridor and for all the workers that take care of our, you know, visitors and the tourists that come in. And we love you guys coming to visit Vegas. We love, love, love you. But the, you know, it's not healthy. I can't tell you how many of my patients, when I had my practice, came in going, look, you know, and I know I closed my practice 2 months ago as now I'm faculty at Toro University, Nevada. But, you know, patients would come in and say, look, I don't feel right. And I go, what shift do you work? Well, I go in at 8 p.m. and I get out at about 5 in the morning. And then when do you sleep? Well, I go home, I wake up the kids, I get them ready for school, I take them to school, I do some errands, and then I go to bed at about 10 in the morning, and then I wake up at 1 because I got to pick them up from school. And I'm like, so you're only sleeping about 3 hours a day? Yep. Well, that's not healthy. So I tell them, look, you got to change your shift. And I hate doing that because, again, I mean, you know, we need somebody to work graveyard. But it's frustrating. Plus, they found that it could put you at risk for breast cancer and a variety of other issues. Marriage, however, is a boost for heart attack survivors. Married people are more likely to survive a heart attack and leave the hospital sooner than if you're single. Our results should not be a cause for concern if you're single who've had a heart attack, but it shows that if you're married, stay married if you can. Study co-author Dr. Nicholas Gollop, a clinical research fellow in cardiology at the University of East Anglia, said, "This should certainly be a reminder to the medical community of the importance of considering a support of a heart attack survivor once they get discharged." Well, that kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're living alone, there's nobody to take care of you, you're going to stay in the hospital a little longer until you can get around. But if you're married, you know, they're like, okay, will you be able to be home and take care of them? Yeah, I'll be home. Researchers examined the data of more than 25,000 heart attack patients in England. They found that married people were 14% less likely to die than single people. The analysis showed that married heart attack survivors spent an average 2 days fewer in the hospital than single survivors, shorter hospital stays, reduced healthcare costs, and reduced the risk of hospital-acquired infections. So if you get to leave the hospital sooner because you got a wife or a husband, then you're less likely to get a hospital-acquired infection. I know some of you are joking right now, saying the reason why he got the heart attack to begin with is because he was married. That's baloney. That's bullcrap. All right? We know that people who are married seem to live longer. So, unfortunately, heart attacks obviously have devastating physical and psychological effects. You need a support system. And for those of you who are single, I want to know that you guys have a plan B. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I had patients who were like, I got to send you to the hospital. But like, well, don't. I got nobody to take care of the cats. I got nobody to take care of, I can't. I'm like, well, you got to go to the hospital. You're sick. Can't do it. I'm like, you don't have a friend? You don't have a neighbor, maybe. You know, thank God for neighbors. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say your goldfish are capable of remembering and recognizing human faces. Research was done on an archerfish, a silver and black tropical species. And Oxford University scientists have shown for the first time that fish are capable of remembering and recognizing human faces. And they're accurate, which is good because I'm going to be scuba diving this summer, and I'm going to be scuba diving, you know, each day. And I know, don't worry, I even know about the bends, I know about the nitrogen, I know I got to look at that, you know, card, that table, I get that. But what would really be cool is some of the fish recognize it. I'm like, oh, hi, I saw you yesterday, hi, little fishy. You know, I'm good, we're all friends, we're buddies, so don't call the shark over here. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that these fish are like, oh, man, that's your Dr. Dahlia. I will. On my wetsuit, I will have a name tag that says Dr. Dahlia. So the research was done, and what did they do? There was a computer monitor that was placed above the aquarium, and the fish were shown two different human faces. They were then trained to spit at one of the faces and given a food pellet each time they were on target. Yeah, Hillary and Trump, I wonder how that would go. And then I guess they gave them new faces, and when they found the familiar face that they were supposed to spit on, they this is fascinating. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.